It is a difficult problem, this long-term water planning, when the climate and rainfall patterns are very unpredictable from year to year. Even in flood times, times of water abundance, water recycling can be very valuable. In Queensland, the water recycling plant was switched on during the floods because the other water, the reservoir sources were polluted as, you know, the rivers overflowed and sediments and pollutants all got washed into the dams, and water, recycled water was the only good water that they had straight out of the treatment plant.
So it was used then?
So it has been used, yeah. Around the country, we've got different sets of circumstances in, with relation to recycled water. In Western Australia, there's a continued and prolonged drought, which means that the dam levels are very low. So they're using aquifer recharge. So they take stormwater and household water, they treat it and filter it, and then they recharge the aquifer deep underground, and they leave it there for a few months, and then they redraw it out as part of the water supply. So, I mean, without that, Perth would be really short of water at the moment.
In Sydney a few years ago, we built a desalination plant, which I don't know what the status of it is, whether it's being used, but do any other states use desalination?
Yes, there are currently 6 desalination plants in Australia. The technologies underlying seawater desalination and water recycling are very similar. At the heart of the process is reverse osmosis through a membrane, which gets out all the biological and chemical matter when it's treated to a high standard. I guess the difference is that desalinated water in many cases, it varies from circumstance to circumstance, can require more energy, because if this makes sense, seawater is actually less clean and requires more treatment than recycled water. What we're really talking about when at the heart of the debate around recycled water is potable water for drinking. Currently in places, there's a new development on the outskirts of Melbourne, it's peri-urban, called Kalkallo. They use dual piping systems. So they have one pipe which delivers recycled water, and that's for non-drinking use, for example, for your garden. And they've got the normal reticulated water supply, which is for potable use.
And that's currently in place. So people are essentially in Melbourne drinking
recycled
water.
There's a few places around the country where that's the case. The big jump is to move to potable. I guess the impetus for full potable would be that the plumbing is simpler and the delivery of water. So rather than having two separate systems, you've just got one system, which is simpler and more integrated.
Why do you think Australians are so disgusted by the idea of recycled water?
This idea of the yuck factor, the emotional response of disgust that some people feel towards recycled water, is perceived by a lot of decision makers as a block to the introduction of recycled water. The idea around the yuck factor is that even though people understand the science and they understand that the water's safe, they still don't want to drink it just because the idea of drinking it is a bit yucky, right? Psychologists in the US, a guy called Rosen, who did experiments where he put a plastic cockroach into a glass of water and then tried to get people to drink it, even though they knew the cockroach was simply plastic and didn't actually have germs. It's just the idea of it. He argues that this is contagion thinking, and this is kind of essential to our psychological understanding of how processes of contagion happen. I think some of the research that is built onto that looks in a more broad cultural sense to show that what is considered dirty is actually quite culturally laden and can be changed. So, for example, in Singapore, they've got the use of potable recycled water under the label New Water. In Windhoek, Namibia, the capital of Namibia, they've had various forms of water recycling for over 40 years, and it's just culturally accepted there. So I think the argument has to be made that this inevitable idea about that the yuck factor is always there, it's innate, it's unchangeable, is kind of needs to be challenged, because the empirical cases overseas tell us that no, once recycled water is accepted, just like rubbish recycling, people don't necessarily see it as dirty.
And I got to say, I mean, compared to the rest of the world, really, we're quite spoilt for water here. In most parts, we're pretty much bathing in drinking water in Australia. Would you say that Australians are sort of spoilt with the water quality that we have here?
In parts of the country, that's certainly true. In Melbourne, we're one of only a few cities in the world with protected catchments. So I think a lot of people in Melbourne have this idea that the rain falls into the protected catchments of the Yarra Ranges, and it falls down and it trickles down quite purely into our water supply. This is obviously not the case in places with high density populations and cities, such as Asia and Europe, where the idea of water recycling, at least unintentional water recycling, is not so foreign. So people over there, for example, in continental Europe, are used to the idea that they live on a long river, there's factories and other things, there's communities living upriver, and their outputs go into the river, and then it has to be purified. So it's de facto recycled water that they've been drinking.
How far off do you think this would be to become Australian-wide?
Non-potable forms of water recycling are definitely on the agenda now, and they're being incorporated into new developments in terms of dual pipe supply. Potable is probably a while off, especially since there's been development of these desalination plans. I don't think it's on the immediate future. We're probably a little while off, but the conversation is definitely emerging around it, and the benefits are coming to be understood in terms of sustainability, in terms of water supply.
And you, Daniel, have you had a glass of recycled
water? Oh, yeah, I have, in a number of places.
And what have you noticed? Like, what is it? How does it differ to drinking, you know, straight out of the tap?
It's just water. It's from a chemical perspective, I think it's just the same. It's actually more highly treated. I think in certain places around the world, they've had to add supplements to it to make it taste more like the water that people are used to, because pure water is tasteless, obviously. But tap waters around the world have a very particular taste based on the impurities.